Hey, you look like you're sweating.
Who, me? Nah, so I cream like a baby, basically, innit? So you know, like back in the days when your mum used to cream you with oil and that? That's how I cream my face, man, because my face needs to be shining.
Well, okay.
Face needs to shine bright like a diamond.
we're recording, you know?
You know we're filming, innit? You're going through your own stuff, but like...
Bro, that's personal. Trying to tell man, tight is bramble.
Huh?
I'm trying to tell man Titus Bramble, they're not listening.
Right now,
bro.
I can't focus.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, Titus Bramble, bro.
You feel like joining us today as well, Lynn?
That's an unfocused defender, bro. It's just Titus Bramble. You can't tell man Titus Bramble. You can't tell him, man, move scatty,
it's yours,
bro.
It's yours.
Nah, Steve, bro.
Bro, hi there. I don't know what you're on, but we're filming soon, bro. So come off your phone.
I can't, bro. Everyone's late every week, so I'm here playing games on Tester Up, making money. You didn't know that.
Making bread off the games.
Run that
to man.
Free.
What are we doing here?
Look at the balance.
So what are you saying? Lunch is on you, yeah?
Aye, I'm going to show you how it's done. You go to one of our last episodes, pinned comment. As you can see, the link's there. So once you click the link, it'll bring you to the app store. I've already downloaded it. Free all the games. And I know you're seeing the numbers.
Big money to be made.
Big money to be made. So if I go to my tasks, as you can see, I've started Monopoly game. Click on that. Cashback rewards.
Oh, cashback.
And it tells me what my next goal is. So I've completed the first one. The more boards you complete, as you can see, it goes up. The more you put in, the more you get out of it.
I'm with you.
So all I've got to do is just tap a link.
Tap the link, bro. It's that simple. Play some games, give some feedback. 24 hours, money's in your account.
24 hours, money's in my account.
24.
Like the hours in a day.
I'm going to download this app as we speak.
I don't know what you're waiting for, man.
Look, I'm told you, I'm active.
My bro, you are now the 10th millionth user and one.
So 10 million people
got the app, bro, and they're making money. Up to £80 on games in your bank account, 24 hours. So if you're watching on TV or on a desktop, scan the QR code, or if you're watching it on your phone, click the pinned comment and click the link.
Anyone who signs up using the link and downloads the app will get a £5 bonus. Make sure you sign up. Tester Up. Yeah.
He was good, though. He was actually good, though, innit?
Who, Titus?
Yeah.
Titus was cold.
He's got a mistake in him, yes.
A mistake in
him, bro. He's got one a game
insane.
In him.
Insane.
A big one a game.
Titus Bramble's got ability. No.
He was the name you used when you used to diss man. When
yeah,
you
he's, got, he's got a goal-giving chance
a game.
And then he's got stupidity per game.
I said he's got stupidity per game.
Per game?
You're violating
it. No, stupidity per game.
I've never heard of that.
So Titus Bramble had a couple high profile mistakes that I think changed his whole reputation in football.
At Wigan. Then, you can't have high profile mistakes at Wigan. They were regular. They were regular.
Bro, like, you never hear no one talk about Robert Huth. You know what I'm saying? It's Bramble was the one.
He was the one you used to diss man when you were younger.
You know, like the striker shifts the ball, yeah? So the ball's not there and Bramble's kicking where the ball used to be. So he's just booting the guy in the air like, and then hands on head and that. Oh, you're saying, I'm going to clear the ball, but he's going to, you know, he's going to turn his head.
Have we had one of those since? Who looks so clumsy. Who's a most recent one? Who's a current day one that looks...
Mustafi was bad, you know.
What, a Bramble?
A current day Bramble.
I think Mustafi was close to Bramble.
I don't think you can get a Bramble in the modern day in the same way. If you do that for three games, you won't be nowhere near they won't see you again.
No, but you know what it is?
You can't make a career today being Bramble.
This player I'm not saying is like Titus Bramble, but it's like what Hyde's are saying. Like, he's the guy that if you have a bad mistake, modern day, it was when Harry Maguire was going through that little bad patch. Man was like,
recent.
Only that little patch. He's back now. He's
you
back
know what's
now.
Messed
he's
up because now. You're he's actually right. He's back. You're now. Actually right. I would say that's fair, but the unfair side of that is that Maguire's actually good.
He's not. I'm not saying he's not my type of centre back, but
he was shaky at a point, isn't
it? Yeah, he was going.
He could have
going.
Been a Titus Bramble in this moderation.
Okay, cool. That's not,
you know when he was running into Luke Shaw and all that things.
Maguire went through a period where he was like the butt of every joke.
Yeah. It's like every time you watched him, a mistake.
But
happened.
To give him some grace, he had Lindelof next to him, which he could possibly be more of a Bramble than Maguire.
Nah, it was
Lindelof, you lot didn't watch him enough, bruv.
That's why Mustafi couldn't be a Bramble, because he's like, he's not physical enough. It's like, the man, they're so big.
The man ain't got the body type.
That's why they said...
Badia Shield?
Badia Shield?
Badia Shield stinks, you know.
But he has good games, bro.
And he's not as high profile as these, man. I don't know why Titus Bramble was so high profile, to be honest.
Because he was good.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. So he's not in bad company saying that Harry
Maguire. He's a wonder kid.
I'm telling you, in the playground, he was getting...
He was a wonder kid. Him and Dyer.
His brother was a striker, isn't it?
Titus Bramble could not have played in Brazil.
See, this is why we're talking about Titus Bramble, because it makes sense.
No Englishman.
We're going to talk about another legendary Englishman right now.
No Englishman have played in Brazil's top flight yet.
Ever.
Can we put an asterisk?
Yannick Bolasie is not an Englishman.
But he's not English.
He's not born in England.
He's my cousin. What about Colin Kazarich's Turkish?
Yes, he's not by nationality. English,
there isn't one. Why not?
Like, we know Colin Kazim from the ends, isn't it? You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, but he's not English.
I know, but we know where he's from.
His football nationality isn't English, innit? He represents
Turkey. Yeah, facts.
So the first Englishman to play in Brazil's top flight is Jesse Lingard.
It's a clever move, you know.
Clever move.
Talk to us about it. Go on. Why is it so clever?
Brazil is the land of the free, bro. Don't let them.
Where's what part of Brazil is he in, bro? Because it's all 6 hours.
He's in a favela.
Yeah, bro. You could be 6 hours away from goodness, bro.
He's in Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo's not real.
He's gone. No, it's beautiful. It's the best, bro. All of Brazil is the best, by the way. Like, whether it's Rio, Salvador, Natal, they're all beautiful, bro. I'm telling you, more
English. I just named the places he went to, you know?
No, but I'm saying, like, he is going to get there, and don't be surprised if we see him play until he's 50 in that league.
No way.
Nah, he's not making 50.
You don't leave.
He's got 2 seasons in him, bro.
He's got 9 months on his contract.
Bro, Yannick Bolasie sat there.
Let me tell you,
he was done as a footballer, bro.
And then he
literally did not have a club.
Highlights.
That
was because of injury, bro.
No,
he's moving like he was 24, bro.
And you realize, oh my God. When was the last time you saw Yannick even type in English?
Yeah, no, it's been a long time.
Bro, he is now...
It's Portuguese speaking.
He's a Portuguese speaking man.
His captions in Portuguese.
Everything.
Yeah. Like, legit.
Boa noite.
Yeah.
That's there for Google Translate.
It don't matter.
That's a Google Translate. You're living in 2018. That's ChatGPT.
I heard there's a rule in Brazil, if you look at a girl for 5 seconds, you have to go and kiss her. Jesse Lingard is not going to last.
I heard that rule. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard
that somewhere.
I'm
telling you, bro. I promise you, it's actually a thing.
I've heard mad stories about Brazil.
It's like for us here, if you drop food on the floor 6 seconds. But for them,
you look some... Yeah, no, wait, 3 seconds.
It's 5 seconds.
Yeah, bro.
I was on a 10-second
deal. The Westman were starving.
Hey, it was dark in the ends, man.
Six stoppages.
So he was capitalizing. You see, like, if I dropped my sweet and I didn't get it before five, I'm like, damn, I lost it. Six, I'm good, I'm straight, I'm back. That's what that's doing.
Yeah, he's gone to Corinthians.
Who was that Corinthians?
Memphis Depay.
They got some of the longest things. They got some of the longest things in Brazil, so he's going to be focused.
Is he married? Mm. Yeah, big him up.
What's that got to do with anything? The long things are still there.
Two things can be true.
Two things can be true at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
You might be right. I wouldn't know him by no means.
Is he actually married though? Yeah, is that legit or do you make that up? Hey, Luca, is he actually married or do you just make that up?
I think he made that up.
I don't even know why.
I don't think Lingard's married.
I think he is.
I don't think Lingard ain't married because Lingard was upset when... No, forget it.
He's got you. I just don't know if he's married.
The next game against Palmeiras is on the 11th of April.
That's a
big derby.
Massive.
Big derby, man.
I don't know if he's ready for a Brazilian derby.
Oh my God.
Speaking of derbies...
Did you, man, see the rockers that happened in Brazil?
23 red cards.
Yeah.
23 yellows.
23 red cards.
Man, I saw Hulk, bro, bang someone in the head and you fainted.
Wait, what? Hulk was in there?
Hey, Hulk was in there.
Bro?
How can it be 23 red cards and it's 11 aside?
It was after the match ended.
Subs.
The other team that lost got mad. It got cracking. 96th minute, everyone got red card.
They tried to bully the... No, someone tried to foul the goalkeeper.
And the keeper
then
did
the goalkeeper... Oh,
kneed him.
Yeah, like jumped and kneed on him.
The ref has run past him. One as fly kicked him to the goal. Yeah.
The ref, the keeper.
The referees move to like the side where the post and that is, where the linesman's is, and then someone's flag kicked the goalkeeper into the goal. They man them up rushing into the goal. You know, like where they're trying to like turn off one camera. So they turn off this camera. This camera now, that's on Mugs. You see just Hulk. Boom. Banging someone in the back of the head. Man's gone down. Aye. Someone's flag kick. Hulk. Hulk has turned around. He's doing this for time, trying to bang the you in the face. Bang the me, Jordan. Aye, you man, that was the best thing ever. I promise you.
Was this weekend?
It was just gone, bro.
Like yesterday or something.
Bro, Brazil's not a joke. But do you know what? I've always said though, yeah? I feel like there should be, you know that rule in hockey?
Where you can scuff.
Yeah, you can scuff.
Until you drop.
The goon.
I feel like that needs to come in football and I think just in normal day life. I feel like a lot of people will stop talking then.
That would be so beautiful.
I promise you.
That you see that fighting bit, that's the only reason I used to buy that NHL game. You know, back in the day, say, wait, man, I don't even know what's going on here. Brrr, press fight, bam. Gloves off.
To keep your balance on skates.
Hey, you remember that, innit? Yeah.
A lot of man will stop talking, bro.
Them man trained.
Someone just needs to get punched in the face, that's it.
Nah, you man, you know what's killing me, yeah? I think the funniest bit is where the coach, he's got his hands in his head, thinking, oh no, he don't want to see the Rockers.
He just kicks him.
Hey, man, Brazil is tough.
It's dark over there.
You know when you try to stop someone getting rushed, and you just, bro, you just kick him.
Is that like the most serious fight in football history?
It must be.
I saw another one. I don't know if it was not all.
Maradona, Bilbao, Barcelona.
Yeah, that was dark.
What?
That was knocked out.
The brain. Yeah. I think he died.
He died.
It looked like he died, bro.
Was it Maradona that done it?
Yeah, he kneed him, bro.
Double knee.
He ran up and gave him doof. Boom. Celtic Rangers, though.
All right, yeah. Old Firm derby.
Oh, yeah.
On the weekend.
I'm hearing there was all flares and
I
things.
Can't lie, big up the Celtic fans.
Why, what happened? Why
they're legends. They're right. Just legends.
Did they win?
They're the only ones with certain flags waving it in their section. The Rangers fans try to come, do the mad thing. They started running onto the pitch. The police couldn't handle it. It was a madness.
So yeah, was there a fight still, or was it just a...
I think they banged one of the coaches.
One of the coaches got banged in the face. But by then, like feds were trying to split the two fans up. I can't lie, the Rangers fans weren't on it. I watched the whole video. The Rangers fans had the chance to run into the Celtic end because there weren't even enough feds or shooters.
So who's home, who's away?
Rangers were at home.
Okay, yeah. So they're the numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know them Celtic
in South
fans
America,
mad, though,
this is not a regular occurrence, but it happens. Like, yeah, we'll see more than a few of
the
these
The flag
per
hits
season.
And all that regular.
Haven't you seen the one where the ball boy stops the goal going in?
Yeah, and he kicks
the ball away. I don't even know how he stopped it. That's instincts, you know?
Like he's so right. Like,
and then he just grabbed the bucket.
Yeah.
And started running. And they were trying to flag kick him.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the one where the ref's running? The ref's just standing, he'll try to flag him. He's arching his back. Like he's going, whoa, man.
That ref's got pace.
He's
gone.
Gone, bro.
As well, yes.
I seen that one. I was playing in the game, yeah, and my brethren is a nutcase. The ref has given him a red. For he's done something mad. He's chatting as well, and he's taking a red card. Dashed it.
What?
He's taking a red card out of the referee. So you're not refing this game.
There's been a lot of good scraps though.
Speaking of refs, there's a ref who scored a goal in the fourth division.
Oh, I saw that.
Scored a goal.
The Dutch fourth division. Yeah.
What?
He was officiating. They're saying he's officiating in the 6-yard box, and he just placed it in their post.
No, bro, he was just trying to live out his childhood dreams.
I'm punching him up. Are you mad?
And he's jogging off. I can't believe it.
And there's no one complaining here.
They clear off the line.
He kicked out at the ball, you know. That ball didn't hit him.
Bro, you know when you just have them moments where your head goes and you're like, I want to live my dream. Let me score a goal.
That was the last game in the ACCA.
That was a finish.
First time, innit?
Why did he run into the 6-yard box anyway? He didn't need to be in the thick of the action.
Aye, bro.
Like, that's not what referees do.
You're supposed to be on the edge of the area.
Yeah, so you can see everything.
And everything.
Hey, bro.
I know, he's taking a piss.
In the Dutch fourth division, a ref scored a goal. Decent little instinct finish, to be honest. The run, no one saw his run.
Why did he make that run? That was Lampard, couldn't time it any better than that.
I'm going to show my age here, man. That was Dean Saunders, man. He hit the ball when it was on the way up, you know, as it hit the ground. And see that volley, that That's a snapped volley, like Black Raul, I know. You get what I'm saying? That's my type of finish, man.
But what do you do in that situation?
Bro, the ref went to blow and just did that. He just said, yeah, go. Like, he's a nutcase. And then he ran away.
It goes into the box. That couldn't happen in the Prem, innit?
He was officiating.
Is there a law?
In the Prem now, but remember, you can hit the referee before and the game plays on.
Now they have to stop it.
If you hit the referee now, he stops the game.
All right, the closest
thing. Oh, I thought you meant if you hit the referee.
Something's happened like that.
If that happened in the Prem, you have to stop it because it hit the goalie.
Yeah.
You
know hit the ref.
The closest thing to that was the Liverpool Red Bull.
When it hit the beach ball.
Liverpool Sunderland.
There
was a beach ball on the pitch.
Yeah.
It hits the beach ball and the goalie goes towards the beach ball and the ball goes the other side and the ref goes.
It was the Liverpool fans that threw the beach ball onto the pitch.
That should have been a goal though.
Darren Bennett hits a shot. Ball goes in.
Why shouldn't it be a goal though? Why
the
not?
Fans put
there's
a beach.
There's something, if two footballs on the pitch, the game starts.
Not a football, it's a beach ball.
Bro.
It was your own fan.
So what, that don't mean nothing. That's a childish point. It's your own fan. It don't matter who put it on
makes
the pitch.
It calmer.
No. But
that
in the laws of football, they don't mean nothing who threw it
so
on
what,
the pitch.
So what, in the laws of football, what does it say then?
If there's an object on the pitch, that's it.
No.
That's it, there's an object on the pitch.
There's no law.
There's no rule about it.
That can't happen now anyway. That's my point.
There's no rules about object being on the pitch.
That can't happen now.
I think it'll still happen.
No, it won't.
I think
it happened in the Dutch division.
It's a freak. It's a freak incident.
What rules in place now? Why it wouldn't happen?
Objects on the pitch, like certain things. Like if there's a chair on the pitch, you think the game's continuing?
It's not a chair.
Like, what are you talking about? If there's a pigeon on the, if a bird lands on the pitch, they stop the game.
No. If a bird lands on
the
pitch. If a bird lands on the pitch.
A bird landed on, you see the one there and in the Turkish league.
But that one was trying to give birth to that.
No, it was dead.
It was dead.
That's because it died. If it didn't die, it would fly away, bro. What do you think birds are doing?
They were on the pitch doing a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, bro.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think there was a game at Sellers Park.
The medical team.
Go on.
There was a game at Sellers Park where the eagle was on the pitch.
So they...
Not going to lie, they stopped the game still.
What, a fox?
No, an eagle.
Eagle,
bro, they did RSPCA on a.
They called it RSPCA.
RSPCA.
They called it RSPCA.
It's a seagull. It's big up, bro. That seagull is burst.
Feet up, look.
Oh my gosh! That's what I'm saying. The game's gone.
The game's stopped.
But you see, in this situation in the Dutch fourth division, what do you do if you don't give the goal?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna be childish here. I'll push the ref over.
I think
when he's running away, I'm clipping him. So.
As a ref, there's no way you can give that. Now.
But what do you do if you don't do that?
You blow it. Say it hits me, it's a drop ball.
Drop ball.
It's got to be a dangerous.
But then what if there was a player just about to bang it into the goal?
There's nothing you can do. You have to stop
the game. If he wouldn't stop the game for the ball hitting him anywhere else on the pitch, then he has to give the goal.
Oh, you got to jump over the ball.
It's different. The ball didn't just hit his thigh.
Yeah, but remember, this is Dutch fourth division, bro. You get me? So if the ball hits him anywhere else on the pitch and the game continues.
I'll be real.
It doesn't continue though, it stops though, innit?
Really? We're being harsh on him.
It doesn't though, not down there, not in Delhi. Yeah, that's in the Prem.
But the same rules,
same rules and everything still.
It's League Two.
Bro, I play English League 37th division, bro. If the ball hits the ref, the game stops.
Yeah.
Like no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter how unlucky it is.
Yeah, Saturdays,
no from there.
Yeah, that's England. You're talking about England, that's the FA.
Bro, Holland's is good, bro. Like, man said England. It's even like, man's talking about Iran, bro.
Not now, bro. What are you doing?
The Dutch fourth division's like League Two.
No, it's not.
It's
Prem,
the equivalent.
Championship, League One, League Two.
It's not the equivalent.
That's the fourth division.
It's not the equivalent.
I'm just saying, it's the fourth division.
Okay, fine.
It's the fourth level of professional football,
bro. Championship so is the first division.
Yeah.
The championship
does. No. It's four divisions, innit? The first division of Holland is where Ajax and that is. They're not in the Premier. I'm saying they're in the first division of Holland, so it's like that couldn't happen in League Two. That's my point, innit?
It might not be League Two, though. It might be different over there.
MK and all that.
I get what you're saying, but even the Football League, the EFL's a bigger brand than these thingy
leagues.
Of course.
They're bigger than their Premier League, innit?
That's Division Four in a foreign land, bro. I don't know what you're expecting.
You're going to find out a Chelsea player
that's
there.
That's going to be like a... that's a Kent League thing.
You get what I'm saying?
Right, step seven.
Yeah, man. Step seven thing, that is.
Staying in Europe. Tun, newly promoted from the second tier in Switzerland, keep moving forward towards their first ever league title. Tun won 2-1 away at Young Boys today and now need 5 more wins to secure their first title in 127
what
years.
What kind of names are these?
We had them in Champions League 1 year, I remember.
Who?
FC Tun. See, I remember. FC
you sure Tun, that's not fun?
No, Tun. It's Tun, definitely.
You gotta say that fun, innit?
Done.
Tun.
Done.
T-H-U-N, that's fun.
So yeah, 0506. Fun. Arsenal, we had them in our group. Dennis Bergkamp scored a 92nd minute winner against them. Go watch our Dennis Bergkamp video on Filthy
I'll
Extra.
Do that.
Me and Paul over there.
Keenan and Kel.
Big stuff, bro. And obviously,
we publish football content every Tuesday and Friday. And we've got our second channel, Extra Filthy. That's every Thursday and Saturday. So make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
But Premier League is back, boys.
Back.
Bruv, I ain't watched my team play in 21 days.
Jarring, innit?
Is it?
No, it's been like 10 or something, 15.
I mean, I just said 21.
Darkness.
Arsenal vs Everton.
Another 3 points for Arsenal.
Another
obviously.
3 points.
Guys. I don't know, you know.
It's going to be hard, you know.
Hopefully, it's going to be a difficult game.
It's at the Emirates. You like, stop it. I know you like, want to do this every week to try and make the league interesting, but like, just stop it, man. Like, what the hell are we doing here,
I
man?
I know you're saying we want to make the league interesting, but I see Pep come out.
We beat them at home.
I see Pep come out saying it's the toughest league. One of the toughest leagues. I see Van Dijk saying it's one of the more difficult leagues.
But you're speaking context though, because they're saying about set pieces and long throws. That's why Van Dijk said it's the most. It's more difficult now. No one's playing football. He said it's no one's playing football. We're footballers and man are dealing with balls hurtling in, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? You train your whole life. And then it's now
you don't
getting
know
hurtled
you
in,
don't
bro.
Think they practice defending throws and right. set pieces? Come on, nah, bro. Like. That's like half of defending, GG.
It's still football, isn't it? It's a lame excuse.
I can't remember the last time man defended. Yeah, like that practice defending.
Long throws.
What, set pieces?
No, as in like throw-ins. Long
not throws.
It's
maybe
a set
they're the ones
bro.
That get you, you know.
Maybe not throwing.
The lap throw. Used to do set that, bro. Pieces. What are we talking
Let's
about?
Bring the centre-halves up for throws. It's fine.
Gee, the lap used to do that.
The game's gone then. You're just blaming people for not doing their jobs. You're supposed to have the defensive people in the back line, letting them step up together, thing. Header, we clear out together. You know where that comes in?
I'm back in there.
You push up, and then you push up.
That's a warm-up.
No, look, you finger up, you push up. Come on, boys. You got to step up. The game's
gone. You got TV.
They're not teaching.
You got TV. Yeah, yeah. You got TV.
The line's on you, innit? He thought the line was on him. You know when you do that?
He's got TV. Yeah,
come on.
Push up with the boys.
I've been doing that for ages. You know that where it's like, it's me.
You know what I'm saying? The game's gone, man. It's like, come on, we got to...
What are you looking at that? Hey,
we need that back, you know.
Amorim was doing that before matches.
Defenders ain't
in the warm up. I swear to God, I'm alive.
In the Prem, when was the last time you saw a defender do that on me?
Yeah,
it's
no,
like there's nowhere to be, but this is security.
They got cold words, man.
I've seen a couple United centre backs do that.
Yeah, but United in the past.
No, now, really. Maguire's
yeah,
done
yeah,
it.
In the past.
Martinez done it.
They're in the past.
I hear it.
Stuck in 08. I've conceded 0 penalties. And have 0 red cards this season. What has changed?
I'll tell you what's changed. Corruption in football
100%.
Has decided to side with Arsenal because they should be giving away 2 penalties a game. 100%. For how they defend against how they defend corners is insane. I don't know why no one can see it.
I've seen numerous handballs.
How they attack corners is probably worse than how they defend
I've
them.
I've seen them do numerous. Declan Rice done a handball the other day.
They're like holding
and their excuse was we conceded on the other corner,
yeah,
but
it's dumb,
still
dumb,
he handballed it. He literally handballed the ball.
I think they just feel guilty for the rubbishness that they've put Arsenal fans through. I'll be honest.
Bro, the head of the Premier League and FA, or whatever he is, come out and said, we have a strategy in place to make sure there's a new Premier League winner every 6 years, so it's not boring.
Who said
what?
That?
What?
What? What the hell are you talking about,
all right.
Bro?
You lot carry on, I'll bring the video.
Wait, hold on, wait. What that is amazing.
That's crazy.
No, that is breaking news.
That's crazy.
That is breaking news. Just like how they did
evil
in Barcelona.
Jad,
evil Jad.
Remember, like,
evil
Jad. Evil Jad.
When is this 6 years? Because the Prem's been the Farmers League. It's been Man City's. Like, Liverpool have done a Glasgow Rangers thing.
You see the thing with EJ? EJ just uses, he don't care who the source is.
Yeah.
He just cares about the tweet. You don't come and tell me, oh, this one signing that one. Who told you
that? He'll go
Twitter. And he'll show me some funny page. I'm like, bro, if Ornstein or Fabrizio didn't say
it,
allow it. Yeah. Like, do you know what I'm saying? You don't care who the source is.
Footballmemes.com, I don't kill me.
Being disrespectful to any club, we have a strategic plan at the Premier League, and the strategic plan says put a new name on the trophy in every six-year period. And that is nothing, that doesn't mean to say we don't want any team to win it. It just means we would rather see some sort of rotation.
Where do you think we are in that six-year cycle? Do we think this is the year where they've decided this is it, it's Arsenal's?
Possibly, maybe, I don't know.
Like, yeah.
City almost done it.
City have dominated.
They've won it five times. 6 years.
In the last 10 years, it's only been City and Liverpool.
And Chelsea. Yeah.
No, and Chelsea. Not, in 5 years, you ain't been there in 5 years.
Yeah, 2017, 2016, 2017.
So again, what do we think that has changed about the Arsenal boys?
It makes sense though.
You just said it.
It makes sense because we're all watching this with our, own eyes.
It makes sense. This is crazy. Shameless here.
We're all watching it with our own eyes. They are getting away with murder. And you know what's crazy?
What murder?
I think Gary Neville's in on it. Because every time, something happens and you know like the commentary usually leads you in a direction.
And apparently,
when it comes to a
the VAR room can hear the commentators.
To the thing. They'll be like, nah, not enough for me. And
Gary
of a sudden,
does it all the time. It's not even worth checking.
Yeah.
It's not even worth checking.
No, you're right.
He's
bro,
sick.
I'm in my yard, stood up. That's a pen. It's not worth checking. Nah. And he said, VAR agree. And he says, VAR agree. Bam, game running. You're like, I'm not saying Arsenal games. I'm saying games.
I ain't seen it
on Arsenal games. I just seen a few handballs and a few heavy pulls. And
I feel like they're not always going to get it right though.
Bro, a lot of commentators have their agendas depending on where. It's like the other day, Newcastle United on TNT, Ali McCoist and the other guy. Did you see Dan Burns' elbow on, who was it?
Yeah.
Damn out. He's taller.
Bro, he's proper elbowed my man in the face. Ali McCoist laughed. Like, yeah, it's
all right. Football, no. He said, that's the physical game.
But let it be someone else's team or someone, bro, they would have been like, nah, VAR's got to check. Like, that has to be a red. There's always agendas.
I feel like everyone's been wrongly done by VAR and by the refs.
Not for the football. Whole season. What was that stat about Arsenal? Yeah, yeah. Am I right in saying Arsenal have had the most red cards against them? So like teams that are playing them always seem to get a red card or an own goal.
Over the last two seasons, a lot of the excuses Arsenal want to go to for why they haven't won the league, I'm talking about the fans and all that, apart from injuries, is the PGMO.
Red cards.
Yeah, apparently these have got a war and beef with the PGMO. That's why you ain't won the league. So maybe there is something in it now, because now you clearly ain't got no beef with them. You are fine. You're not getting no red cards.
We're
you're not getting no penalties.
We're just more disciplined. You want us to be like Chelsea? No. I don't understand, bro.
But handballs, there's no discipline in that.
It's when Klopp come out and said United seem to always get penalties, and then we didn't get a penalty again after.
No, it's mind games.
What's that got to do with us, bro? You
know
what I'm moving.
You know what? Yeah,
we're done. He's lucky there's no subs because I would have subbed.
What is this?
No, he's doing the matting today, Dan.
You know, there's a mind game thing to this. You know, like where you're reffing that like, your son's game. And someone's like, oh, that's his dad. He shouldn't be reffing at it. And then all of a sudden you start giving bare decisions to the opposition.
You know,
it's the human side to it.
We had six red cards last season, yeah? Some were dubious, but I think we didn't do ourselves any favours. So
Trossard
at the Etihad when he kicked it away on a yellow.
Declan Rice.
I think the Saliba one was unlucky, but again, it's kind of.
How did you do head?
Bro, we get Chelsea get six a month.
Last man pulled a man back, but it was like, was it last man? Was it? But it's still. But Skelly's one was again borderline. But again, I remember saying things last season like Skelly's a liability, and not that. That's
I said it.
I'm not here to say that you're wrong, but it's like we haven't had a player like that this season. You understand?
Team
that
playing.
Bro,
exactly.
No, but even
he ain't had a player to dive in exactly, and bam angles.
I'm not threading him. I'm just saying we haven't had a player that's had bad discipline.
Yeah, but six isn't a bad number. Chelsea have had six red cards probably this month.
Yeah, this month.
You know what I'm saying? We do the red card thing.
How can it? 6 foot cards in a season is high.
So that means we're going to beat this record then.
You've done it already.
You've already beaten
it.
You set the record. Trolling and jokes aside,
a respectable number of red cards a season for the whole season. Say in the league anyway, 38 games. I'm saying two.
Two or three.
One or two.
If you have three, and you're challenging for the title, like you're messing around.
Modern day though, bro.
Three.
Modern day, everything.
VAR, nitpicking, I hate
it. Bro.
Remember, Lippy, 10 years ago, you crunch a man, that's your new contract. Now you crunch a man.
I hear it.
That's a red card. Yeah. So like, it's just a completely different
the
game.
The only reason it's silly now, yeah, is now, you know, like the kicking the ball away thing, descent, like it's black and white, innit? They say if you do these things excessively, you're going to get a booking. It's like taking off your shirt. When I think that was it in the cup when Ekatike done it? But again, you should know, bro. You understand?
Did you see, just quickly go left a bit. Did you see that guy who scored in the last minute of a cup game and he took his shirt off, but he was already booked, yeah? But he was saying to the ref, I weren't taking it off to celebrate. I was taking it off to take off this because I was hot. You know that little vest? Ref was like, nah, brother. Because I weren't taking it. No, I weren't. I was taking, you know that little... Yeah, the little vest. He said, I was taking this off. My man was like, nah. I think the shirt off thing, I think you should be allowed, man.
You should.
Yeah? Because you don't get iconic like that gig celebration against Arsenal. That celebration, that birthed a whole celebration. I've done that. You know what I'm saying, innit?
Why did you do that?
When I was a kid.
I've done that.
Unless I'm missing out on the Champions League final, I don't give a shit. I think it's worth... Especially if you score a winner in a
goal. It's worth the yellow, 100%.
Rip your top off. Even if you're on a second yellow, it's worth the red card. Nah, I'm saying go for it.
But you see, when you've got that mentality, yeah, you're going in, it'll be the like 76th minute, the game's staunch, yeah. You get the winner, but you're booked. But remember, your mentality is, I get this winner. Yeah.
It's a bad apple.
10 men now. Game's cooked now.
You can't
time.
Do it 70th minute. You can only do it.
Nobody people lose their mind.
Nah, when's the last time you saw that?
Ekatike.
No, but you didn't lose. But that wasn't to make it that 2-1.
It was.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, rah.
Yeah.
What round of what cup was that?
That was the third round of their thing.
It's burst anyway. No matter, even if you weren't on a yellow, to hold up your shirt for Carabao early stages.
Young.
I think he'd done that out of frustration.
You were sending for Isaac.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't think maybe not send it. Not maybe not send. Man send
said,
it for Isaac.
I told man, I'm fasting today. Allow me.
You man just did it. What do you lot think your predictions for Arsenal Everton is going to be this weekend?
2-0 Arsenal.
I'll wait.
2-0?
Lips.
I'm going to say N'Jai is going to score first and then Arsenal's going to run away with it 4-1.
Is N'Jai there 10?
Yeah.
I think he's
cold.
He's
absolutely bro, dribbling. Cold. He dribbles like Carrick Xavier.
By the way.
Hey.
He's absolutely rude, but still.
He is cold. Ridiculous, bro.
I swear he started on that Street Leagues thing.
Yeah, yeah. He started
Rising Ballers.
Rising Ballers. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. I reckon, hear my little logic.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. We beat Arsenal at home.
Who's we?
United.
But we're talking about Everton.
Let me land.
Why are we?
Let me land.
Oh, of me,
you have to hear the logic, though.
I said, let me land my logic.
But go on.
He's the United.
We beat Arsenal at home. Everton beat us at home with 10 men. Do you see where I'm getting at?
No.
No?
No.
I reckon it's a draw.
Oh, that's true.
Oh my!
He's the United.
I swear down. He is lucky. There's no subs.
Hold on. No, do you know what it is?
On my mother's life.
No, do you know what it is? Yeah, because who beat you lot the other day with 10 men?
Newcastle.
We went St James's Park and won, bro. So it don't work. Hello, like
bro. I just tried a little ticket.
Now Everton. Everton are 8th.
They're doing well.
They're not
Everton
far
are doing
too.
Well.
They're doing well. Yeah.
Everton
they're
are doing well. Right. David Moyes is doing well. It's the Emirates, though.
I remember there was a part of the show when the man was like, it was like a whole segment, and it was like Everton going to finish higher than Liverpool
because it was close. They were 1 point behind you. And what, I'm you sure it's not
you,
that far.
You think
either.
You're cold because you finished above Everton?
No, is but I remember. But why would that be part of the show? Why would that be part of the show?
Clap for Liverpool, man.
Why would it be part of the show?
Clap, bro. Clap, man.
Hold on. Why would you bring that up, though?
Because I ain't heard nothing about it since.
Because we were nothing. Just bantering you.
Anyway, Lips. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's not even fasting.
nah, you.
I ain't eating since I got here, bro.
What's your last take on it, on Arsenal?
I think we'll scrape it if we win, you know.
Scrape it.
Scoreline wise, like 1-0, 2-1.
Stop trying.
I'm not trying.
Bro,
you not said I did this at Wolves, yeah? I said I don't even think we're going to win. We didn't. No one said, you know what, Lippy was right, you know. You're just like, look at you, man. Bro, I know my team, bro. We have a problem scoring, innit?
It's Emirates.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
Emirates. If it was away at the new Stadiums Park.
Hilson.
I don't know what
it's called. It's called the Hill Dickinson Stadium.
A new stadium, bro.
You said new Stadiums Park.
All right, that one, the Willie Dickinson. The Willie Dickinson.
Bro, anything that's got named the male private parts twice is crazy. Willie Dickinson.
It's Hill Dickinson Stadium. Ah,
cool. So West Ham and Man City.
Survival is the Premier League title. That's what this is, man. Pep's not going to be there because he got booked in the last
six yellow cards.
Yeah. You know what? As Gooners, bro, we're looking at this one. I know you think it's going to be an easy win for Pep, yeah? But, bro, I'm kind of looking at this one and I'm saying...
This where you win the league, innit?
West Ham.
I don't know. Do you know what it is? I saw them against Forest.
Bro, West Ham are good.
Listen, I'm just talking just... Do you know what it is? Do you know what I'll even take, yeah? Even if they win, just a shaky performance, innit? I just need lack of confidence in that team, innit? Because that's what's happening, bro. They're not look like... Forest are good, but you'd expect City to do the job there. You understand? And the fact they didn't, Pep not there as well, bro. Survival West Ham. Do we still have to go West Ham? We do. And I think it's the second last game. Or maybe third. I hope it's done by then, bro. Or I hope they're safe. Because if they're fighting... Bro.
It's Curry Goat's getting cook up round there, man.
Bro, I was there a couple of weeks ago when we played them at their stadium.
Yeah.
And I know we were very poor, but they were very, bro, very good. At home, they're not a joke.
Okay, I agree with all that, but like my team's been poor and we played them. Yeah. Other than, what's his name? Cyril Senciel. Yeah, the left winger. Cole.
Somerville.
He's good.
Two? Simmer Senciao.
Cyril Senciao.
That one. Yeah, that one at
the Olympics. That was at Anfield. And they still scored twice against you, bro.
Yeah, but we were because we
And it took you goal. Four set pieces to.
Bro, bro. We're not counting. Are we counting ours? Because we can count theirs as well.
I'm talking about West Ham at home. You're telling me about Liverpool.
Oh,
but
we smacked them. I swear they're the team that we, when we was on the 6-game losing streak, We came off the losing streak against
you
them.
You lot ain't against City.
When was that?
This new, since January.
Yeah, but even if he's not there, it's still his team. It's still Pep's team. It don't matter if he's there or not.
Pep Linders is doing it, man.
And I'm saying, even like what he done against, who they played? Newcastle.
Forest.
No,
Newcastle.
Yeah, so look, he's got his mind right. He's seen all them big players and all that can't move and all that. He's just got rid of all of them. It's just pure small mobile man. The man of them that can't run and can't press, he's just sacked them all off. I think he's got his mind right. And I think City have kind of turned the corner and they're going to turn the screw a little bit and they're just going to start knocking these wins out. That's
can't
what I'm
lie.
Saying.
You know who's been doing really well? That's impressed me. My cousin Semenyo. He's gone into that team.
I knew
it, he's
bro.
Really joking.
I thought it would be good for them.
Do you know what it is though? I think what it was basically, I'd done a shoot with him, innit? This is back when he was at Bournemouth. So I was practicing shooting with him, telling him, look, just hit in the corners. Hit in the corners. Nah, he's...
He's just hitting the corners.
Hey, that's you, bro. That's you.
He taught him.
That's you.
Nah, he can finish still. Both.
You're
feet.
Not saying you taught him, you're just saying you advised him. When we was doing the shoot, you're just saying, I think it would be better if you just hit the corners.
I didn't say I taught him.
You didn't taught him, you just advised him.
I advised him, like, yo, hit corners. But we're doing finishing drills. Do you get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Left foot, right foot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing still. I can't lie. Big him up, man.
Did you see the thing about him on TikTok? They're saying that like when he dribbles, he hums, innit?
Oh, no, it's true, yeah. No, it's true.
Gospel music.
Yeah, he hums gospel. Like,
bro, do you know how brutal that is, man? Man's humming when he's giving you the...
Yo,
I know someone that played against him that confirmed that.
Man's saying, Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
But he's humming it like...
And he's just dribbling through, man. Like, he's on his own thing.
I hate that one as well.
Come on, man. Big up my boy, Simi.
Yeah, big him up still.
Hey, that is cold.
Just skinning man up worthy as the lamb.
The lamb.
Hey,
Mugga is dumb. Real church boy.
Hey, Mugga.
The two brothers don't even get it. You know, the two brothers don't even get it. The two brothers.
I heard what
you
said.
You don't get it.
I went to a Church of England school, you know.
Hey, did you?
Hey, Chelsea, Newcastle. That's a big one.
Are Chelsea even going to have 11 men, though?
That's a good question.
Bro, do you know what it is? We're not even really. We don't care, innit?
I was gonna say, you don't really care.
Like, we don't care. On none of this. You see, like, you lot are so fixated on this league and all these competitions. We're just vibing.
We're just in the dark showing off our kettles, bro.
Hey, Lippy, let me tell you what they're doing. They're in the dance, yeah? There's seven men, and they're trying to buy one bottle between seven men. Them men are just here, just...
That's not us, here, bro. Do you know what we are?
That is you, man.
We're the ones. I'll tell you what we do.
And then there's the seven man. There's only going to be one man that's going to knock. The rest of the man, them are getting a
cab home. We buy the big table. We buy the big one in the corner, overlooking everything. And then we're just all doing perimeter checks. We're just all out. We're leaving the table empty. We're just out there looking for gal. That's literally what Chelsea are doing. We bought the table and we're not even at the table, bro. And someone else didn't have bottles.
You see how you bring that in, cold. That's what the club's doing.
Win for Chelsea could take them into the top four.
Don't matter. It don't even matter to us.
Yeah, it kind of don't. Because fifth's going to be qualifying anyway.
Look,
so
if you just see the way Chelsea have been behaving, and you just look at our manager, bro. We don't care anymore.
Do you think you can get in top four, though?
We don't care.
That wasn't a question.
You know what it is? This is bigger than... I see Chelsea again, yeah? Look, one thing you lot...
You lot won't let me always, get rid of this.
No, it's not this.
You lot won't let me get rid
of this. You lot are always forgetting. Chelsea are always at the epicenter of geopolitical problems. We're always there. Whether it's Russia, whether it's whatever, whatever, whatever. Whenever there's a war, we malfunction. That's the facts. We don't get involved in all that. We're just saying whatever. If you lot care about the Premier League and games and points on the board and whatever, you do that. We'll wait until the world is in a better place and then we'll win. We win in secure years, bro.
You won the Champions League in COVID, bro.
Literally.
That's Champions League.
So you just said leagues.
COVID is the most secure year. Everyone knew where they were. I knew where you were. You was at home.
I went at home.
Everyone was in their bubble.
I lied.
Everyone was in their bubble.
I was on their press.
I literally wasn't at home. That's what I'm saying. I weren't at home.
That is the press here.
You got Brexit, you got COVID, and then you got one of them wars, probably Ukraine and that. That's the reason why we're in the mess we're in now. So it's not a good thing.
No, I'm saying winning a league at a time like this is hollow.
It's hollow for victory. Who?
It's hollow for Arsenal.
Liverpool and Spurs.
Why are you bringing us involved?
Liverpool versus Spurs.
Oh. I can't lie, yeah.
Sorry.
MJ. You're MJ.
I've got a great plan for Tottenham.
Go on.
And I was waiting for this moment. And this is why I wore this top.
What's that?
This is my brother's top. My brother plays for Watford. And I feel like...
Who made that?
One of my brethren still.
He's not in the club. Okay.
So, for people who don't know, my brother's a professional footballer. Obviously, I taught him, just like I taught Ebbs as well.
Say his name, bro.
Sorry. Let me show the top. Obviously, his name's Mark Boller. Obviously, plays for Watford, left back, bad boy baller. But I taught him just like I taught Aberici Eze. But my theory is, right, once Tottenham get relegated, some players have to really leave. Like, I don't see the, what's his name? Solanke, their man.
Van de Ven.
I don't see them, man.
Archie Gray.
They're going to have to buy new players. Do you get what I'm saying? They're going to have to buy a new left back as well. I think they're going to have to put Jed Spence right back. Do you know the chemistry? You know, like Baller League, for example, yeah? One of my bridges on Baller League.
You're going to land this?
I'm going to land this. Just give me 2 minutes. you know me, I like a story, innit? You know me, I like a story.
You know, he's a rocket with no parachute.
Cool, let me land it. Basically, Tottenham get relegated, they buy my brother. And then, yeah, trust me, they get promoted again. But I feel like they're getting relegated. Their next four games are tough, bro.
In all seriousness, would we be happy if Tottenham actually went down?
I would.
I don't know if I would.
Arsenal fans can't sing that song no more. I won't be happy.
What?
How?
Yeah, they will still sing it.
Leave them alone, man.
You never get told don't kick people when they're down. Like, when you know they're going
to
sing.
If they get relegated, they'll sing that song every week.
Exactly. Bro, listen to what I'm saying to you.
What are you talking about?
Mark, if Spurs go to the champ, yeah, I know, yeah, me and you will probably be in that stadium going to watch this new Spurs.
I swear
that. Because we're not snakes. It's local. We can support our local. It's a local club.
I'll be there. What, £5 championship tickets?
You can wear a Spurs shirt. It's a championship.
I don't want them to go down, but it would be not good.
I want them to go down.
It would be good to see.
It would be good for the world because their stadium costs £1 billion. And not just that, we've never seen something like this.
So Tottenham, Liverpool, race for top four.
Top five.
Race for top four or five against Premier League survival.
Tottenham being Premier League survival with West Ham is insane.
I'll be real, yeah. Let's be honest. They're going to lose this game. Yeah, Van de Ven's out because of a red
Romero's
card.
Still out, no?
Yeah, Romero's still out.
This is his third or fourth game.
They're going to play Archie. They're going to play Archie Gray.
Danso and Odogi's
Danso
back.
And Dracula, bro.
No, apparently Odogi's back. They might.
Archie Gray done decent at centre back. I think they've got Archie Gray. I think.
No, Danso and Dracula, bro.
Danso and V.
Danso's whack. And Dragostan.
That's it, Dragostan.
Yeah, but Archie Gray played bare games at centre back.
He's from Romania, Dragostan.
Do you know what really started going wrong, though? They got rid of my cousin and Dembele. Ever since they got rid of him, it's
bro, he was.
That was ages ago.
He was,
that was years.
Bro, hey, do you know who was there when.
That was Mourinho time,
hey, bro, forget that. Dele Alli was balling out when they had on Dembele, bro.
I remember because he was going park with Mourinho. Yeah. He was going park with Mourinho. Mad. That's cold.
I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying, back, like three, four seasons ago, if your team was in that little race for top four and having Spurs at this time, at the season, you'd think that could be a banana skin. Maybe not for Arsenal because you'd always run over them. But you know what I'm saying, innit? They could be a banana skin. Kane, Son.
If anything, Arsenal's the only team that used to stop in title runs and all them.
No, but Spurs,
the City thing with Son. Like that's what Tottenham do. Like if you get them in the running, yeah, and you're not Arsenal, last five get, bro, you're gonna walk over them, bro. They're not on nothing, man. That's when Harry Kane and all these guys
but
switch off.
But this is
off.
What I'm saying, like.
They're yeah. just, it's like they're but done,
they,
bro.
They need wins now. They need wins.
But they're done, man. They're done.
But they might put forward it out. Look, they got,
I don't see it, bro.
What did Dan say? He said he's a, the gaffer's a Tudor. What does that mean again? Royalty somewhere?
I got Tudor.
He was Tudor. Part of Henry VIII, innit?
Yeah, it means yeah,
they didn't bathe. They didn't bathe.
If they go down to the championship, I don't think Beyonce and Robbie Williams are going to go to the stadium.
Of course they are.
They will. The stadium's going to be cheap.
That's all they'll have.
That's all Tottenham are good for.
It's going to go Wembley.
There's going to be more. There's going to be more concerts.
Robbie Williams.
There's going to be more concerts. They have to make the Dover.
There's going to be concerts, but it's going to be like Little Yachty and them, man. Little Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Hey, you're showing your age. You're moving. Get that hippity up off.
Yeah, that little Yachty.
It could be a good thing for battle rap. They'll get Tay Rock and them, man.
Pen game.
I'm telling you, bro.
Pen game at Tottenham Stadium.
you can get something further.
I swear that.
No. I never said I was going to send it out. I just said I'm there. I just said I'm there, bro.
I use one of the suites, innit?
Yeah, like, I could do it in a box. I could do it in a box.
You don't know, yeah? Your mom's a go-kart. You get me?
Man United Villa.
That's a tough game.
It's a draw.
It's only tough because it's
good
United.
Good time to buck them.
It might be a good time to buck you though.
Do you think?
I think United have been getting away with a couple like shakyish performances. Did they beat in a lost one? So maybe,
yeah, no,
maybe
we
they
lost,
get away
we lost
with
to 10 man Newcastle.
I think you're both in the same point of the.
That's why it's going to be a tough
like,
game.
Yeah, I think it's a draw.
They're both the same at the moment.
We have to win, especially after losing to Newcastle.
You see, it's just like what Marks are saying. How long, right, you were being exaggerated when you said 21 days before your last game, but I know everyone likes a rest, but you see, this is the business end of the season, isn't it? And kind of having the games fought, like every 7 days is like, it's probably been like 10, 11 games since their last game. Then you're going to play today. And then I swear that they got two games in 35 games. Days, boys. Like.
Yeah, after this next game, there's another long wait. It's like 29 days or something.
See,
like
they
that.
Got some. It's crazy.
Yeah, but we can get some. We can get some friendlies in that cell.
Behind closed doors. Hey, no,
that's for real. Why is that laughing, bro?
Bro, you know you have to like on a player regulation.
You know
what
they're gonna do?
Bro,
do
you know what they're
gonna
madness, do? They're gonna go and play Salford City.
Just no more
get some,
time.
Get some friendlies in. You're gonna need to, bro.
They'll do behind
too
closed
long
doors.
Of a break.
In the middle of your season to start having friendlies.
Yeah, bro, close, behind closed doors.
They might have to start playing the reserves in that. The 21s.
Chelsea done it when you lot were one game a week as well. But my point is, you lot were doing behind closed doors. When
everyone does it, bro.
No, but we were losing to our under 23s.
Yeah, I know. But that's what they'll do.
We was actually losing. Like, you lot got, you lot have players, everyone, if you're like top six and up, they, you have to be fit enough to play 50 games, bro. You get me? So they'll make you do the equivalent of that, like running wise. And so they'll,
bro, Fernandez, Bruno come out and said it last week, and a few other players came out and said it. They said not playing every 3 days is killing us.
Of course it is.
They don't know how to handle 10 days rest. And
don't finish 15th, boys.
So it does affect them because there's no like momentum.
You need to play. You need to keep the engine.
10 days rest is no good for
no one doing anything, bro.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Bro, it was longer than that. It's been like 14 days.
I'll be honest, yeah.
Boys,
you know
what is happening today?
10 days rest.
This is crazy.
Hey, can United, yeah? Like, if I had 3 weeks between a game, yeah. There's no way you can keep me in this country. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm
warm weather training.
I'm gone.
He means
there's no way.
He's saying in the change room, what, dude? That's what he's saying. What, dude?
There's no way. There's dude, no way you keep me here. We ain't got a game for 30 days.
Yeah, but they're training
this
though.
Weekend, I'm gone.
No, but they're training though.
They train, tell me when I can go.
And Dubes is knocked off, so they're gonna go LA.
Yeah,
LA's too
Miami,
far.
Miami.
They're gonna be it's gonna be dark, man.
Yeah, you lot are cooked. It could be over. Ooh, you know?
Hey, do you know how lucky your players are, the Chelsea players and them, man? But then again, they would have probably got private jets for them. But imagine all this thing kicked off while they were in Dubai.
Yeah, but Dubai's all right, man. Beach clubs is that still running in that. Everything's
yeah,
still
but
running.
The flights I'm talking about.
But listen, a win for Chelsea and Liverpool can knock one of these teams as low as sixth. So
it's like if we lose, so say that United lose and then Chelsea and Liverpool win, we're sixth.
No, no, even if we lose, this is just if Chelsea or Liverpool. They could not.
I mean, even if we lose, if we win, we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. But I'm saying we're still 3 points clear of Chelsea. Are we not? And Liverpool. Yeah.
Well, that's a question I just asked. If we lose, and Chelsea and Liverpool win, we'll be six.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we'll catch the 3 points. And we'll, yeah.
Depends on the goal difference. But
I got a theory that all three of us make it anyway, and Villa drop out.
I said that.
I can see that.
Do you know what I think Chelsea are probably going to have to do to make top five, definitely? Beat City, bro.
No, do I think we just have to care. But at the moment, you know,
beat City.
We don't care. Bigger issues.
Beat, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, mind games.
Beat City.
You have to beat City.
Look,
you want to be down there.
No, but you know, ever since they've caught on to us, yeah, they're getting results. Yeah. They're getting the results they
bro,
need.
Bro, we need no, because it. It's slightly, I think the last season this happened, yeah, it's like, well, it was like magic, bro. Like everyone was playing City at times where it's just nothing games, bro. So it's like halfway through the game, it was just like, but bro, City are catching teams when they need points. So like Forest needed that the other day. Yeah. Tottenham had to fight back. Like they're playing teams that need things. One of them's even going to be us, bro.
That's the big one.
They
That's
can't,
the big one.
You see what their game, you're right. You know what it is? Their game management. They're trying to do the old City thing. Like they be winning and then they're trying to just, you know, just coax the team into and then like making gaps and scoring, but they can't do it. They leave big gaps. People don't know what to do. Like everyone's still advancing that little bit more forward where maybe Gundogan and De Bruyne will be compact.
Yeah,
and,
literally.
You know what I'm saying, innit?
It's all of that. Get that back, it's over.
And you got to understand, bro, a church boy from South London and a youth from Khabib's country, yeah? What's get up? What do you reckon?
They're both Christians, so they're connected by God.
Yeah, but
so
what's the word? What's the word?
I don't think Herzikov's Christian.
What's the word Kusunov. They use to say
Muslim? Who's the line on? It has to be Grahi, innit?
I think Gay's been good. I think Gay's a solid defender and he's a good addition to them.
Good on the ball, mobile.
And I was high on Semenya before I even went there, and obviously he's turned out well.
He's on fire, bro.
But Dan, you said you think Villa will drop out.
Yeah, I just got a weird feeling. You know, the age old saying, man, what a fan just level. I think Villa were flying early this season. Looked scary. And it just always...
Why do you think they went like started losing matches?
I just think it just like the politics of football brings you back to where you're supposed to be. How many times
Kamara got injured? He was a
I'm saying there's always something that happens.
But he's back, no?
You're not just gonna whisper because you know there's mics are on, the cameras on.
No, I'm giving you names. Tielemans begin. I was giving you other names. Tielemans begin. They're injured as well.
Yeah, Villa Everyone that's playing this weekend for the race for top four or five, they have to win. They have to be.
Their momentum's dropping.
Literally because of the form that they're on, innit? If they lose, yeah, it's just gonna go from bad to worse.
And to stop you lot, innit? They have to because they can't control what's going on with Chelsea and you understand. So where they're playing, guys that are in the running with them, they have to beat them.
And where is it? At Old Trafford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't lie, this might be a weekend I'm supporting you lot because I'd rather all of us get in and not them. Yeah, I don't want it to be like us. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's all get in and we'll do it after. Let's all get in.
All of us get in.
Let's talk about it and we'll talk about it
after. And then we'll beef after.
Yeah, bro. That's
Chelsea
like,
Liverpool United,
the top.
Arsenal City.
Arsenal at the top this day. Like.
Nah. Do you know what it is? I'm trying to think. All I'm trying to think. What I think about Villa is they got a player or two that I want an Arsenal one especially. Yeah.
Who do you want?
I'm not saying no names, innit? Because my Rashford thing.
They're not making it, man.
They might be cooked. They might be cooked. Hey, so they got City, United. Even though they're fourth or fifth.
Everton might finish above them, bruv. Big facts.
I'll be honest with you, yeah. If we're talking about two players you want, I would want one of them to be SV Consor, and I'm being biased because that's my cousin.
SV Consor?
How many cousins you got in football?
He could definitely.
You got bare cousins.
Bro, he's my cousin.
You know what that cousin? That could work because I reckon
he'll play over Mosquito.
Ben White might move on.
Yeah, he's gone, innit?
He might move on.
So wait, what? You get Consor to be a bench player?
Nah, no chance.
What, you so think he'd start over Timber?
Over who?
No way.
Over Timber? Bro, I don't think he does.
At one show, I don't know, you lot must have been gone and John Wick was running right on one show talking about Konza is the third best centre-back in the Prem.
I say he's top five.
But you said he was the third best after
anyway, that's enough. This episode is sponsored by nickpouches.com. That's nickpouches.com.
And make sure you comment below, share, hype, like, and subscribe. Filthy Fellas, we're out.